What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
TikTok is still so violently opposed in the online marketing space that you're still just not seeing the things that we all see on Facebook and Instagram, which is a huge opportunity for the people that are quote unquote doing it right. You know, like us, like we do what we do and we teach and we teach. And if we would actually just spend some time putting content there, we would explode in a way that, you know, we can't explode on Facebook or Instagram. That I love both platforms. I use them as well. But there is such a wide open market, I would say, for what it is that we do as content creators, as course creators and business consultants, because people just aren't doing that there.
All right. Welcome to today's episode, my friend, of the Art of Online Business podcast. Rick Mulready here. And I thought we'd talk some TikTok today on the show. It's been a little while since we chatted about TikTok here on the podcast, and I wanted to invite my friend and accelerator member Kenya Kelly back onto the show to talk about TikTok. Kenya has about 500,000 followers on TikTok, and this is what she does. She teaches female course or membership creators, coaches, and consultants how to use TikTok to grow their business. And so I wanted to have her back on the show to share with all of you, you know, what's working today. What is she hearing from TikTok? Because she has a direct in with TikTok. And at the day that we recorded this, which this comes out on the 15th, and we recorded this on Tuesday, what is today? Tuesday the 7th. So just yesterday, Monday the 6th, she was on a webinar with TikTok, and they shared what they want to be seeing on the platform, what's working on the platform right now. So directly from TikTok, Kenya's going to share that with you here today on the episode. I ask her specifically, look, how do we make video creation as easy as possible? Because that's one of my hangups, right? I get so much going on in the business that I don't want another thing to add to, you know, my full plate, if you will, for my business. And so she talks about how do we make this as easy as possible to be getting videos on to, not only created, but onto the platform. She talks about how often we quote unquote should be posting on the platform. And also for those of you listening right now who don't really, you know, understand or aren't on board yet with TikTok as a platform, the opportunity that exists, this is going to be for you, because she's going to talk about why we need to be on TikTok in terms of growing our business. And also, if you're already on TikTok and not seeing the type of growth that you want, this is going to be super helpful for you as well. Make sure that you listen to the end, because the last question I asked her, and her answer surprised me, to be honest with you. I asked her, what is one thing, if you could give one tip, one strategy, one hack, one tactic, whatever it might be, to somebody to make growing on TikTok and helping grow your business on TikTok even easier, what would it be? And like I said, her answer surprised me. So make sure you listen to the end. She shares what that answer is. So without further ado, let's go hang out with Kenya Kelly. All right, Kenya, we got to do it. We got to peel the Band-Aid back off. We got to just dive right back into TikTok.
Yeah.
And I love how before we even got going here, you said, have you been posting? And I was like, no, I have not been posting. And I said, you can give me a hard time about it when we start recording.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I wish I had a good reason for you. I really don't. I could make something up for you, but I don't.
Yeah, maybe because this is it because you have to create content every single day, or what is it?
I think that's what it is, honestly. I think that's because I've gotten a system now where I can use AI tools to help me create the content in terms of like taking clips of me speaking like this, just as an example, right? Like,
yeah,
I can do that, but I don't want to do like the whole, all of my videos like that. Do you know, like I want to mix it up and so forth. So I think that's what I'm like, oh, another, you know, like just what other people think too. Like, oh, another thing of content. However, and I told you this a million times too, like I totally see the opportunity.
Yeah.
I think I need to do your challenge.
Yes, I think so too. You and the whole world.
Yeah, right. So before we even get into our conversation, you're doing the 3-day TikTok for Business challenge. It's coming up when this episode comes out. It's coming up, I think, next week. Yes. Right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the challenge is 3 days. It's February 20th through the 22nd. And it's basically for anybody who wants to learn TikTok and you just haven't bit the bullet, or you're just like, I need somebody to talk to me step by step of what I need to do. And so every single day I'm giving you the basics of TikTok all the way to the advanced. You'll see me on my phone, like showing you the create a video this way. You'll see me talk about content strategy. And then the last day, you'll hear me talk about the different opportunities for when you're creating content on TikTok, not just to sell your products and services, but how brands will actually reach out to you for potential influencer marketing strategies. And so all of that happens in 3 days.
That's a lot that you cover in 3 days.
Yes.
All right. Where can people go to register for that? And I'm not joking. I'm going to register for it.
Yeah.
What's the link? What's the link to go to?
For sure. It is KenyaKelly.com/challenge.
Okay. KenyaKelly.com/challenge. I'll link it up in the show notes for the episode today. But we just had a recent, yet another success story in Accelerator from, you were helping her a bit. And I mean, you give advice and tips and all that stuff to the rest of the group as well. But Lori had been posting for a little while based on you, and not for very long. And she did a video that was a well-known style of video. And she was on vacation and she went from like, what was it? Like 2,000 followers up to 16,000 followers or something like that. Literally it, overnight in 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And the last I checked, she was up to like close to 20,000 followers or something like that. So this is something that you talk about, that it is completely possible to have this huge uptick in followers. But I think we also need to use caution there. It's like, well, don't expect that.
Yeah.
Right. What would you say about that?
For sure. So one of the things to know about creating on TikTok is, you know, if you're putting out a message and your audience, you know, is interested in that message, like TikTok is going to continue to push that thing out, which is why she gained, I think it was right around 18,000 followers now from a single video. But I always tell people that going viral is not the strategy for TikTok because, you know, when you go viral, it doesn't mean you're going to go viral to 100% of your target audience. You're going to go viral in general. And some of your audience is going to see it, but some people that are not your audience. And so that's why, like in her comments, you see people kind of like arguing back and forth with each other because some of them are not her audience. But the beautiful part about it was that she went viral and she ended up having 8,000 downloads on her podcast that week. So that told her that of all these people that heard her, 8,000 people chose to make a decision to click on what she had in her bio and start listening to her. Like to get that on Facebook is going to cost her a lot of money.
Yeah. It's a great point. I forgot about that actually. It's like, okay, we often think like, all right, great. We pick up all these followers because the video did go quote unquote viral. I forget.
Yeah.
Was it like 500,000 views or something like that? But yeah, picked up all these followers there on TikTok. And, you know, we can argue all day long. Oh, it's just numbers, et cetera, et cetera. But you're absolutely right. You know, Lori has a very popular podcast in the teaching space, and 8,000 additional downloads during that month as a result of this uptick on on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know this for sure, but I don't know that she has her, even has her podcast listed in her profile. Mm. And so that would tell me that people like actually went a couple layers deep in order to find the podcast, which is really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I love about it. It's like, because when you reach your people, they're going to do whatever they can do to connect with you. So whether you have a link in bio or not, you have your podcast listed or not, if they like you enough, they're going to find you. Because listen, we all know we can go and Google your name. We can go on Instagram. We can find you. And that's exactly what people do. If we like have our stuff together and give people those options, that's like, there's a story I tell all the time of this lady who went viral in like 2020, and she was just highlighting a product that like helps the bags on your eyes shrink within 2 minutes. She didn't have a link in her bio. She wasn't even trying to sell it. And the product sold out internationally. People were like, where is this product? They found it. And the company was like, what happened? And they were able to trace it back to her because somebody said, oh, we saw it on TikTok. So you just never know.
That's so cool. It's so cool. Now, there's people in the audience, just like I know that in your audience, there are some people listening right now who don't understand the opportunity with TikTok. Mm-hmm. We're kind of addressing a little bit of that right now. And then there's another group over here that is like, yeah, I understand the opportunity. Maybe I am not yet posting on it, like myself, right? But yet or there's the group that I understand the opportunity and is posting a bit on there, but not seeing the results that they want. Mm-hmm. You know, let's speak to that group that doesn't quite understand the opportunity that exists on TikTok. And I want to, before I kind of turn you loose on this, like I want to go back to and repeat something that we talked about when you were previously on the podcast. Is it's always stuck with me. You said to me one time, you said, you know, there's all this talk about, oh, TikTok skews younger, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. And that's true to the point of we see the people that we see creating content for the most part on TikTok is the younger quote unquote crowd, right? Mm-hmm. But there's this massive population of quote older, you know, people on TikTok that are consuming. Mm-hmm. They might not be creating, but they're consuming.
Yeah.
And so talk to us a little bit more about, you know, we don't quite see the opportunity that exists with TikTok.
For sure. So I think that the number one reason people don't see it is because, you know, we learned about TikTok in 2020 when everybody was quarantined. And so people still have this view of TikTok as this goofy, funny dancing app or just these funny things that happen on the platform. And so that was most people's first introduction to TikTok. And then once we all got back out the house, people haven't been watching more videos on TikTok as it pertains to the generation that's 30 and up, right? Or those that are seeing TikTok, they're seeing it from their kids or their grandkids' phones. And because they don't understand that the algorithm is going to serve up that kid what it is that they're interested in. But just like, I think it was last week on Thursday, I spoke at the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce, and it was about 100 people in the room. And I did what I always do. And I said, stand up if you're over 30, the whole room. I said, stay standing if you have watched videos on TikTok. About 90% are still standing. I said, stand up if you have the app on your phone. About 70% still standing. Stand up if you could post content on TikTok. About 1% of the room was still standing. Yeah. And I said, here's the deal. You are watching the content there. You don't know how to post. And that's why you're not seeing people like you posting. And so, because like, it's the same thing that happened on Facebook. Like we learned about Facebook. And the only way to have access to Facebook is you had to have a college email. So when we all got access to it, we were all like, what is this thing? I would never post on this thing. I would never talk about my business on this thing. And fast forward, that is all we do is we communicate with our friends. We get the news there and we post and we build our businesses there. And so the opportunity of TikTok is now you've got over 1 billion people that are downloading and being crazily entertained on this app. And so the data has shown us that people are watching more TikToks than they are Netflix and YouTube at this point. And so when you look at it as a marketer, our thing is like, how do we get what we're doing in front of our target people? And we know that the way that we do that is where are people playing? And people are playing on TikTok. They're consuming and watching and binge watching on TikTok. But it's for us to like get out of whatever we think that something is and go, okay, let me not be one of those people that are like Blockbuster. I mean, I know it sounds kind of mean, but you know, like we all knew Blockbuster and we used Blockbuster. And then when Redbox came about, we were like, what is this? You can get a DVD at a Walgreens outside of a Walgreens or a right. CVS.
I saw a Redbox the other day, by the way. I was like, whoa, I haven't seen one of those things in years.
Yeah. They're outside of like some of the grocery stores still.
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? Exactly.
You know? And then when Netflix came out, we're like, no, there is no way I would not go to the movies to see my movie. I'm going to the movie theater. And now most people have not been to the movies in years, unless you had to see something the day that it opened. And so it's the same thing that is happening with TikTok is it's this place where people are spending all their time because they can watch these little bite-sized pieces of content and get their fix for the day for whatever that thing is.
I saw a video the other day where it was an ENT doctor, an ear, nose, and throat specialist. And he was just, I don't know why I got served it, but he was talking about if you're congested in your sinuses, and he was like, do this simple thing. He's like, pinch the bridge of your nose and put your finger, puts a little bit of pressure over like, what do you, like the, just above the upper, your upper lip, right in the middle. And I was like, okay, whatever. And so Amy, my wife is, we've been working through colds in our house. And she's been super congested. I was like, well, hey, try this. I saw this on TikTok today. And she tries it. And I was like messing with her. I was like, I'm actually just kidding. It's not really a video. I'm just trying to see if you would do it. And then I was like, no. It really is a video. And she's like, should I do this or not? And I was like, no, try it. I really did see this on TikTok. She tried it. She's like, it actually works. And I was like, uh-oh. TikTok for the win. So,
yeah, all right. Exactly.
So there's the case for we really should be on there now. And I want to kind of circle this back here in just a second where for the people who understand the opportunity, but either aren't posting on there yet mm-hmm. or the people who, again, understand they're also posting a little bit on there, but aren't seeing the traction. So regardless mm-hmm. of sort of which, you know, group that we fall in, how do we make this as easy as possible on ourselves mm-hmm. to create content to try to, you know, take advantage of the opportunity that we have before us on the platform?
For sure. So one of the first things is it's really important for you to ask yourself, how serious, like, do you really see this as an opportunity for yourself? If you do see it, then you go, okay, I see it. Then what you have to do is you're going to have to make a decision about like giving yourself a time frame. So I always give myself 6 months. I always say, I'm going to do this thing consistently for 6 months. And that way mm-hmm. I, in my own mind and with my team, they know this is what we're trying for 6 months. The next thing you got to do is you got to choose like, what is realistic for me in terms of your posting cadence? Because a lot of people aren't creating content on TikTok because they're like, I don't make content every single day and I don't want to have to do this every single day. And so I'm not going to do this on TikTok until I'm ready. But as podcasters, we usually put out at least one podcast a week, right? And so I would encourage people to go, okay, let's just start with once a week. Okay. And the same time when you're recording your podcast, yes, you can cut up your podcast episodes. But one of the things that I teach our clients is that once you finish that podcast episode, you already have the topic. You already have probably 3 or 5 bullet points you covered in that podcast. I want you to just take your phone, either it's you looking at your phone and recording or having a little desk tripod set up. And then I just want you to hit record and I want you to do 1 or 2 short 30-second videos right there, right before you get up from that podcast. That's going to give you 1 or 2 videos for you to be able to post. And if you do that every single week when you're recording your podcast, now you've got 4 to 8 different pieces of content. And then just start with that, with posting those videos on TikTok. Now, you do want to add like either the captions that are available or you can add text on screen and just literally start there. Because if you don't ever start on TikTok, you're guaranteed not to have success. Like you're guaranteed not to have the success that Lori had or that I'm having. But a simple thing that you can do is what you're already doing, which is sitting in front of the computer. There's a light on, there's a mic and all that.
Yeah. And is that, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, that's really what, that's really a trend, if you will, or I don't want to call it a trend in the traditional sense on TikTok, but that's really what the algorithm is. That's a better way to say it, I think. That's really what the algorithm is favoring these days, is it not? Is the educational, yes, entertaining, right? But also educational type of videos, like teaching something.
Yeah. So it used to be where it was all music and dancing. But now yep. TikTok is like, no, we want to attract people that are in the older generation that can afford to buy ads, you know, so then their job is to perform, to make the algorithm favor people that are doing educational content and not necessarily music heavy type of things. And I am watching it work so well for me and other people. But I was also just on a webinar with TikTok yesterday, and they were talking about how one of the number one things that are performing well on TikTok is storytelling. And what we do as marketers, we're always telling a story. So we already have it down and people are trying to get it down, but we already have it.
So I'm so glad you bring that up. One question I get all the time is, because storytelling is, you know, something that we hear, just like you just said, we hear all the time in terms of like one, like we should be using storytelling. How are we telling a story in 60 seconds?
Yeah,
for a short form video, right?
For sure.
I know that, again, that's a question that comes up all the time.
Yeah. So it is a different way of doing things, because we, again, as marketers, we're used to doing 10 minute, 30 minute live streams. And so it's going to take a lot of practice. Okay. And this is why, like, before you ever like hit, you know, record on your video, you got to have whatever your 3 to 5 different bullet points that you're going to hit, and you're going to have to practice it. And like we talked about this yesterday on a webinar, that so many people have to record the opening over and over and over again until they get that thing down. That's like me. Every time I'm recording a video and I'm hitting record, I'm like, oh crap, that was too long. I have to like erase it. So sometimes it may not take me 45 seconds to do one video. It may take me 2 or 3 minutes because I've had to re-record it a couple of times because it's too long. But in the grand scheme of things, if it takes me 10 minutes to do one video, that's less than a typical live stream that we all do on social media. But it's going to take a significant amount of practice because we are not used to short form content. We're just not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a different art.
Yeah.
That we have to, obviously very different from something like we're doing here. Like you mentioned, to do like a webinar live stream, like podcasting, we can just talk.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned like the beginning part of your video and having to re-record that and stuff like that. I assume you're talking about the hook of the video. Is that right? Can you kind of talk about that? Talk about that for a second.
For sure. So one of the things about any short form video platform, and specifically TikTok, is you've got 1 to 1.5 seconds to capture somebody's attention. Because when people are scrolling, they're scrolling for whatever it is they're looking for. And so the moment you pop up on screen, they are judging you and that video like that. Okay. And so this is why you've got to have whatever it is your hook is. Like, for example, I have a video that my opening hook is TikTok making people go viral? You know, or TikTok making certain content creators go viral? And that literally is the scroll stopping what? And so like before you create your hook, you got to go, okay, what is the point of this video? What am I trying to get people to understand in this video? And then you make that your hook. And your hook could be the text on screen. Your hook could be what you say, or your hook could be whatever the expression is. And so sometimes my hook is me with this like crazy expression or like something like that, like a sad face. And when I do that, people are stopping going, well, what's going on? Or it could be an image, because sometimes I'm petty about my divorce and you'll see this image of me and my ex-husband, but he's all whited out. And you're like, what is this about? And that's scroll stopping content.
Yeah. And again, going back to it's a really, really great point, and we just want to drive this home for everybody listening right now, is like, it might take you several takes, if you will, to get it down. I mean, I've been podcasting, for example, since 2013, so almost 10 years now.
Wow.
And I still, whenever I do like an intro after like this interview right now, I'll do the intro for this, right? I might do 7 takes of the intro,
exactly.
Even though I've been doing this for 10 years. Like, and so it's the same type of thing. It's just going to take practice and really getting it down. Now, you mentioned, you know, storytelling, educational content. And the example that you just used for like is TikTok making some creators go viral, or, you know, whatever that hook is. what's the story there? Just to give people sort of like a tangible example of that video right there that you're talking about and what TikTok is saying yesterday to you on that webinar in terms of, hey, storytelling is what we want to see.
Mm-hmm. So as it pertains to that video, it is like, so that's the opening hook. Is TikTok making certain creators go viral? Then what happens from there is you'll see me on a green screen and you'll see an article that says TikTok has a heat button feature. So then now I'm starting to walk people through what is the news saying? What is the media saying about all this? And I'm letting them see some of what's happening in the article to make them go, oh my God, what? And then I remove the green screen and then I start explaining it even the more. And so like they get this first, like they get the shock factor of what I said in the hook. Then they see that the media is actually saying all this and not just my personal opinion. So I'm literally taking people on this journey. I got them excited or upset or frustrated or whatever in the beginning. And then I'm walking them through and then I'm ending it with, and here's why, even if they don't, you know, make your videos go viral, you still can have success on the platform. So as a marketer, I'm making people aware of what people are talking about and what TikTok could be doing, but also giving them the solution that they don't need that and they can still have success. And so that's the storytelling. It doesn't necessarily mean you got to talk about the time your dog jumped over a cliff or whatever, but it's just like taking people on the journey through the whatever your point is, and it's serving them through that story.
As somebody with cats, I love the fact that you just use dogs in example there.
Exactly.
That's it. The whole green screen thing and having like an article, you know, sort of in the background and just giving your opinion on whatever that article is something that I've heard is a really easy way to create content because you're just riffing essentially on your opinion on whatever that article is.
Oftentimes I will find things that are just viral on TikTok. Like there's this controversy, this food critic and someone else or whatever. And when I was watching that, people were giving their negative take on it. But I said, let me give my business take on what this means. And so I started off just same way everybody else did in a sense. But then when I gave my take, people were like, oh, this is great business advice. And people chose to follow me. And it had nothing to do with the controversy, but it had to do with me as a business person giving my educational opinion as an expert. And so we get to take people through journeys like that, which storytelling works so well. And one of the things that you want to have happen on the platform is getting people to watch your videos all the way through and potentially loop it. And they can do that through a story.
Because the algorithm sees that as, oh, this is interesting content to that person.
Yep.
And so kind of like, I don't know, raising the score, I guess, of that video. Correct. Or what have you.
Yes, because the algorithm, because ultimately it wants people to stay on the platform, period.
Sure.
And if they're finding that people are watching this video 75% all the way through and they're like, oh, this is good content, we're going to send it out to more people that will probably be interested in this. And that's going to keep more people on the platform.
And you will get, as the viewer, will get served more videos of that type of content as well.
Yep. So that topic and me.
And that person. Right. Okay. Did anything else come up on that call with TikTok that you just did yesterday in addition to storytelling and what they're looking for?
So it was storytelling and I can't think of the other things. They talked a lot about hooks as well, and they talked about a lot about visuals. So one of the things, it was like three different creators were on there, and some of them play characters. And so like, you know, you would think as a creator, as a marketer, that we can't play characters. But Lori, the reason why her video went viral was because she played characters. She played one teacher, and then she played another teacher, or I think it was a parent and a teacher. And so we have all seen it to where people are playing two different people. It's the same person, and we know it's the same person.
Sure.
But people are like, it's a story. People are now drawn into a story, but it's also two different characters. So sometimes I will act like someone who wants to use TikTok, but is frustrated or doesn't know how to do things. And then I'll present myself as an expert, and people get to watch this like dialogue happen on the screen between the two people. And I call it to Lori the Erica Kohlberg method, because she's someone who gained, you know, millions and millions and millions of followers just by doing that, you know, as a lawyer, very professional field, you know, just by doing the two person characters. And so if you're somebody and you're like, I want to make creative content on TikTok for business and potentially go viral, then the two character thing is a really big deal on TikTok right now.
So two things that pop up for me right there. But the first thing I want to address is it sounds like a lot of work to create a video like that.
Uh-huh.
true, not true? You get, or is it basically the same kind of answer of it gets easier the more you do it?
Yeah. So the thing is that it's actually pretty easy because right now you can see me in this shirt, but I have another shirt on the other side of this computer. And so literally what I would do is I would just record it in my camera roll. I would like have this shirt on and I would record the three things I'm going to say. I would record it and then pause a little bit, record it, pause a little bit. Then I would change clothes and I'll record it, pause, pause, pause. Then I'll just take both of those clips and just put it into Splice. Okay. And then just make it. This one happened, then this one. This one, then this one. So I don't necessarily do it inside of TikTok. And it can sound complicated, but again, like you said, it does get easier as you go along. But I didn't used to do any of this, but I've just learned that, oh, this is actually pretty easy. But also, not only have those videos done well on TikTok, but I've reposted them on Instagram Reels. They do great there. And then our ads team uses them as ads. And so I'm like, the method works all the different things. So I'm like, that one time that I spent a little bit more time editing that video is now helping us on all platforms and in our ads.
It's a great point because why do they work well on ads? Because it looks like the type of content that's native to the platform where it's running.
Exactly.
And so you mentioned like you had put it together in Splice and you could also share it on Instagram, you know, Reels or Stories or what have you. We've also heard that it hurts us or with the algorithm when we don't create something in TikTok or take a video on TikTok and share it over to Instagram or what have you. What have you seen? What's your take on that?
Yeah. So what I've learned is that anytime you create a video in Instagram or in TikTok, that there is something called metadata associated with the video. And so when you upload each video to the different platforms, they know where it came from. Versus if you do it in your camera roll, it's fine. Again, and because then I just take it onto each platform, use their text on screen, add sounds or whatever, and then I have incredible success. Now, there are some people that have had success reposting TikToks and Reels to each platform, but majority of people are having the most success when it is native. But if you already know that you want to repost these on all the different platforms, then just 100% start in your camera roll. That way you don't have to deal with all that. You don't have to, you know, record in all the different platforms.
Just make it as easy as possible at first to get momentum going.
Exactly. Or if you have an editor, you can just do the initial. I mean, we have an editor too. So I do some of mine is initial recording. And I just give it to the editor and I say, okay, I love the style of X, Y, and Z. And then they are able to edit and do all the things.
The other thing that I thought of when you were talking about that was, you know, I've searched on, you know, online business, for example, on TikTok. And 9 times out of 10, I get sort of the get rich quick sort of stuff. And nothing against it, but like the drop shipping, you know, sort of businesses. And again, nothing against them or anything, but like that's what comes up. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing this up because as online business owners, I feel like we have a huge opportunity to kind of like, even still, right? To kind of like set the course, not set the course, but just take advantage of this opportunity where I don't see a ton of content on the platform in terms of course creators, membership creators, coaches, consultants, that sort of thing. Have you seen something similar or is that just what I'm seeing on there?
No, like the thing about it is like TikTok is still so violently opposed in the online marketing space that you're still just not seeing the things that we all see on Facebook and Instagram, which is a huge opportunity for the people that are quote unquote doing it right. You know, like us, like we do what we do and we teach. And if we would actually just spend some time putting content there, we would explode in a way that, you know, we can't explode on Facebook or Instagram. Now, I love both platforms. I use them as well, but there is such a wide open market, I would say, for what it is that we do as content creators, as course creators and business consultants, because people just aren't doing that there.
Do we use hashtags? How do we deal with, or how do we take advantage of SEO on the platform?
Yeah. So right now, TikTok now has the opportunity where you can do up to 2,200 characters in your description. And yep. So what you want to do is before you ever post your video, you're going to want to do a quick search. So you want to search, like, let's just say podcasting or how to podcast. And what's going to happen is once you start typing in the words, you're going to see a drop down menu and it's going to tell you exactly what people are searching about podcasting. So then instead of you writing out whatever description you were going to write, you want to use one of those top descriptions or top things that people are searching. Because once you are the number one person in that search, every time somebody types that in, you're the one they're going to find. So I always, before I write my description, I'm doing a search and I'll write how to X or whatever it is people are searching. From there, I will use some hashtags, and the hashtags that I'm using is not going to be monetize a talk or a TikTok course or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the people I'm trying to attract to that particular video. And so mine will be female business owners or female coaches or female course creators, or I'll use those hashtags to try to attract those people to that video. But then I will double down on my keywords. And so keywords, again, is from when you did the initial search. So it could be podcasting for fitness, podcasting for whatever your keywords is. And you have up to 2,200 characters. And what I have experienced is that every time I take the time and do that with the description and the keywords, the video not only has success, but then if your video starts to rank, you'll start, like, for example, you can go back to that video you posted, let's just say a day later, and up top, you're going to see a search box. And in that search box, if you're ranking, you're going to see how to create a podcast. Like, and that's how you know this video is performing well. So if you go and search how to go live on TikTok or how to something on TikTok, a lot of times you're going to see me when you search for those videos, because I have intentionally made sure that we're ranking up with SEO by the search terms.
Gotcha. Okay. I love that. I love that. All right. So I have to ask, are you using AI in any way?
Oh yeah.
To help you with this process.
Oh, ChatGPT is like the lifesaver. Like, at first I was like, I couldn't figure out what was going on with it.
Yeah.
But nowadays I am, because I'm busy running my business and just living life. And so periodically I will go into ChatGPT and I'll say, give me 25 short video topics around TikTok marketing for business. And then I will say regenerate, and I'll say for business for women, and then regenerate for course creators. And I have all these topics, and it doesn't mean I'm going to do all the videos, but instead of me coming up with them, I'm like, you do it. And at, you know, that's $20 a month. That is nothing with the amount of time we're going to save. Let's go.
So it gets you going. It gives you start to give you some ideas. Let's just say it kicks out 10 ideas for you and you're like, ooh, I love three of those. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to use three of them, maybe rework them a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you like drill down deeper? Do you go for like bullet points to say, or a script or a description, or are you going that, you know, level of depth in it? Or is it more so to kind of help you get going with the topic ideas?
So right now it's to help me go with the topic ideas. However, we have a second assistant that we brought on, and one of her roles is going to be writing blogs and writing content posts for like our Facebook community. And that was one of the things that I had as, that's what she's going to do with ChatGPT, is she's not going to have the topic, but she's going to have the actual bullet points. And then once she has those bullet points and she's written these really good blogs, then I will stop searching for my own topics and I'll go in and take those bullet points, because eventually she's going to learn how I do things and all that. And that's just going to make our life a lot easier. But for right now, I'm just using the topic.
It's a great, I mean, it's, I'm so glad you bring that up as far as like, how are you going to use an assistant? Because you can literally get it to a point where the assistant is doing the research on TikTok as far as, you know, search terms and so forth, and leveraging AI like a ChatGPT, for example, to come up with ideas and then doing the bullet points. So all you have to do is just literally record the video and then your part is done.
Yes.
Very similar to like this podcast here. I sit down, I record, I'm done. Like the team that takes care of the rest. Okay. As we wrap up here, you've dropped a lot of amazing like tips and tricks and things to be doing, things to be thinking about here. If you could only give one piece of advice, one like amazing whatever. Well, I don't, we'll use hack, strategy, tip, whatever it is that you want to do. What would it be?
Well, live stream.
Live stream. Okay.
Like a lot of people just do not use TikTok live. Like you have the quote unquote young people doing random things on live stream, but I am obsessed with the live stream platform on TikTok. And here's why. Okay, first of all, you can use StreamYard now and you can go live on TikTok and all the different, like you can go live on Instagram too, all on one feed. But not only that, when you go live on TikTok, your live stream doesn't just notify everybody that's following you, but your live stream goes into what's called the TikTok Live Center, where if someone clicks into the Live Center, they can scroll to see what they want to see and now they can see you. But then live stream is also on the TikTok For You page. So when someone is scrolling for content that they want to watch, here you are showing up on the feed. But also over the weekend, I got notification that you, there's a widget now for TikTok Live to where on your iPhone, you can have a widget in the upper left-hand corner that says Kenya Kelly is live right now on TikTok if that person is following you. So TikTok is incredibly doubling down on what is happening on the live platform because they want people to stay on the platform. But it's the only social media, the only one that is showing it on a live feed where people don't follow you and drawing them in. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I've been live on TikTok and I've watched my Apple Watch just go off. People are just buying my course or buying my challenge. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, really?
And these are people who just met me because of the FYP. Yeah.
So, number one, have you done a video about that yet? About like, hey, for iPhone users, make sure you download the TikTok widget for going live so you don't miss any of my live videos.
No, it's on my list of things to do. I'm going to do it now since I just thought about it.
All right. All right. And then so people can hear that and like what comes up for me is like, I have like 110 followers on there. And I would say like 90% of them are crap. Like, I mean, like just bots or what have you.
Yeah.
Do I still want to go live?
Yeah.
Even though I don't have any.
Yeah. So you can't go live until you get 1,000 followers. Once you get 1,000, then you get the live stream, you know, then you get the live stream option. Yeah.
Okay. And don't think I missed that you laugh at me for the number of followers I have.
Right.
All right. So live stream, like what are we doing on that? Are we teaching just like we would a normal video? Obviously it's longer, it's live. Like what are we doing on a live stream?
Yes. I teach my TikTok live the same way I do my Facebook and Instagram. And here's the crazy thing. Because most people aren't doing that, I am Oprah when I'm giving this stuff away. But it's like, this is what's normal to us. We build our business on Periscope Live, Facebook Live. Yeah. We built our businesses there when we all first got started. And so when you're on live stream, it's mind boggling the amount of people that are not getting the information. And so if you're there, you're saving the world.
Okay. I love it. All right, live stream. We should do it.
Yes.
I think I've heard the same thing for YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Going live on YouTube and then growing the channel. You can take that video and cut it up and there's other pieces of short form content repurposing and so forth. But
when we go live on, so we use StreamYard and we go live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok all at the same time because it's if you're going to go live.
Yeah.
Get the watch time hours on YouTube too.
Might as well amplify it.
Yeah.
I love it. So it's KenyaKelly.com/challenge. Is that right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And tell people again what you're going to be teaching during the 3-day challenge, the dates and why they need to be there.
For sure. So the 3-day challenge is going to be February 20th, 21st and 22nd. And I'm going to be walking you through, first of all, understanding short form video, understanding TikTok. And then each day we're going to walk through pieces of the app of video creation. And at the end of each night, I will give you a challenge. Go and do this. And the whole goal of it is to help you get started and get consistent. And so each night is basics to the advanced. And then the last night is where we're talking about revenue strategies of you selling on TikTok, but also you partnering with brands if you want to. And you're going to find yourself going like, why didn't I do this sooner? Because I'm an easy teacher to learn from.
Yeah. I love it. You all, I'll link it up in the show notes for the episode here for today. Kenya, thank you so much for coming back on, keeping us updated here.
Yeah.
Continue to give me a hard time for getting these videos up. Yep, my full permission
you
to continue
there.
Laughing at me at my followers. I get it. I would laugh at me too. It's all good. It's all good. Thanks, Kenya, for coming back on. Appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
All right. Hope you enjoyed this one with Kenya. Hey, if you would like to get my help in growing and scaling your business while working a whole lot less in your business, reducing the number of hours drastically, if you'd like me to coach you on that, if you'd like to get help from other like-minded online course or membership creators, online coaches who are all doing big things in their business as well, then I want to invite you to apply for my accelerator coaching program. This is application only. I don't take everybody who applies, and this is an opportunity to get my direct hands-on help in terms of one-on-one group coaching and a mastermind experience all wrapped up into a six-month program that is my accelerator coaching program. So if you're an established online course or membership creator or online coach and want to get help from me, just go over to rickmulready.com/accelerator. You can learn more about the program there and then fill out the short application and look forward to reviewing that application when you submit it. Thank you, as always, my friend, for listening to today's episode. I appreciate you. And until next time, be well. I'll chat with you soon.